Celebrate the beautiful feast of Our Lady of Fatima here on May 12 today, because tomorrow's Sunday, the 13th. So May 13th is the beautiful day of the beginning of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, which were prepared by the angel of Portugal, preparing the three children for Our Lady to come to them. And Our Lady is coming to the whole world through these three little children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia. And we put ourselves into the three children, because Our Lady is really speaking to all of us through them. And it's a beautiful message, a beautiful story, which touches our heart, Our Lady coming to these three children, and to give us the message of God's love for us, her love for us, her motherly care for us, and her concern for us. And she wants to teach us so many things through the message of Our Lady of Fatima, especially the Holy Rosary, to pray the Rosary every day, as she said to the three children at the beginning of every apparition, "I want you to pray the Rosary every day for conversion of sinners, for peace in the world." And I think that was perhaps the number one message, in to pray the Rosary, which teaches us how to pray, teaches us how to come closer to God and how to come closer to Our Lady, how to have a devotion to God and Our Lady, and how to have a prayer life. And it is with our prayer life that we are faithful to God, that we grow closer to God, and that we are strong and we grow in virtue. We learn to meditate. We learn to reflect on our life and our sins and how to change our life. And there's perhaps no better prayer than the Holy Rosary, which teaches us to pray a significant amount, and instead of just small prayers, which we do and we perhaps forget. But the Rosary teaches us to develop a deep prayer life, to pray deeply, to pray strongly, and to obtain for us what we need in our spiritual life. And so the Rosary in devotion to Our Lady, this is the apparition for our modern times. We had the Our Lady of Guadalupe, which back in the 16th century, and Our Lady of Lourdes in the 19th century. But this is the more modern apparition, and so it's affecting our modern times, and it's still affecting us today. And the prophecies of Our Lady that communism can spread throughout the world and even to here into the United States, and how Our Lady had shown the three children the vision of hell, and how many sinners go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. And so these messages, these events that happened in Fatima, really strike our heart, especially the need to pray, the need to be concerned about heaven and hell and purgatory and death and judgment, the last things. These things that really impress themselves upon us, and how we need Our Lady to bring us through these difficult times, through our temptations, through our sinful life, and how we need to overcome sin with Our Lady's help and devotion to her Holy Rosary, devotion to her, our consecration to her. So let us think of these things in this great feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and devote ourselves more closely to her, so that we can grow in holiness through her and through her Holy Rosary.
Oh,